Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm wrapping up my little series on technology fundamentals, which is a little series inside of a larger series of business fundamentals that I've been doing now since the first of the year. And I've got, let's see, two more of these to go. And right now I'm wrapping up the technology part. In the previous segment earlier in the week, I talked about the direction that technology has gone. And by the way, just as a quick little reminder, if you focus on the fundamentals, you'll have a lot slimmer chance, a lot less of a chance of winding up in the business obituaries. And as you know, that's one of my goals, is to keep you out of the business obituary so you can continue to march. You can continue to be successful in your business. And one of the ways you do that is by focusing on the fundamentals, and in this case, today's technology. And I was talking earlier in the week about how most things in their evolution get bigger and better, whereas technology in its evolution has gotten smaller and better. And how that's been good for you and me. Not only have the applications become incrementalized and smaller so that you and I can use them, and actually so much technology has been designed specifically for us, but also at the same time that the applications have become smaller and more incrementalized and handier, the prices have come down so much that it's almost ridiculous. In fact, some things are free. And so we got to be taking advantage of these things. So that's the good news. Technology has gotten smaller and better, not bigger and better, and that's good for you and me. So here's my question, though. If the sheer excitement of technology doesn't make you want to leverage it more, how about what your customers want? Think about that. You know, I was talking to someone recently about that, and they were talking about how big companies think about technology, and he was pointing out this triangle, and he identified the three points of this triangle, and not in any part of that triangle was the word customer. Well, let me tell you something, folks. You don't have a triangle in terms of technology when it comes to your online strategy, your technology strategy. There is no triangle. There's only one point only, and that's the customer. You don't have, there's no tangent off of that. There's no vector off of that. There's no offshoot. There's no diversion. There's no triangulation. There's none of that, ladies and gentlemen. There's only one thing, and that's the customer. How will your customer feel about your technology? How are they going to want to use your technology? Do they want to use your technology? Well, guess what? The answer is yes and no. Now, it is clear, and one of the reasons why I'm focusing on technology and why I focus on it so much, it have been since I started doing this show in 1997, is because more and more customers do want to use technology. More and more of your customers and prospects, both your consumer customers and your business customers, want to do business with you using technology, especially in the online environment. Online meaning, you know, part of technology technology could be the telephone. It could be a fax machine. You know, it could be that something simple as that. It could be an email. But the online environment is where you actually create applications for them online, like a website, like a catalog online, like an e-commerce capability. You actually create that kind of an application for them to use. Let me give you a classic example from a big business would be your ability to buy a ticket from an airline online, and then your ability to check yourself in that airline online, so you don't have to go to the gate. You're already checked in. Just go to the, you know, drop your bags off at the sky cap at the curb, and they give you your ticket, and you never even go to the gate. That's the way. That's using the online environment to do business, or the store that offers you the ability to buy their products online as well as at their desk, at their counters. So they're both. They customers want to do business with you in using all kinds of different technology. And the most successful 21st century small businesses are those that get excited about the smaller and better technology solutions that can give them a competitive advantage, and they're incorporating them into their operation and the ways that they serve their customers. So, here's my question. What I just said, the 21st century customers, small businesses, who are the most successful are the ones who are using the smaller and better technology, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the question. Is this a description of you, or is it a description of your competitor? Which is it? And the answer to that will depend on how much cold sweat is popping out on your head right now as you're thinking about, am I being competitive, or am I not being competitive with my technology? And one of the ways to find out about that is, what are your customers telling you? Remember, there's no triangulation, ladies and gentlemen, with regard to small business and technology. There's only one point. It's the customer. What are your customers saying about this? Are they asking you for technology that you don't have? Are they saying to you, I sure would like to be able to use my debit card when I come here. I sure would like it if I could swipe my debit card so I don't have to write you a check. I sure would like it if you take a credit card. Or, I love your store, but have you ever thought about getting a website? I'd like to be able to shop online with you. I don't have to buy from you because I'll be glad to come by and pick it up at the store. But I at least want to see what you have. What are your customers telling you? Have you asked your customers if they would allow you to send them an email when their order is ready, as opposed to making a phone call, or for them to have to call you? Oh, Ms. Jones, you know, I know you call us to check on your order all the time, but what if we just called you or emailed you when it's ready? How would you like that? What are your customers telling you, ladies and gentlemen? We come back, we're going to talk more about those customers, and also not only your external customers, but your internal customers. When is your technology good for your employees, and when is it good for your customers, and what you need to know about that? 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Sylvia for you there. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Thank you for using our blog, and thank you for subscribing to our newsletter. Thank you for the business. If you told your customers that lately, are you and your employees telling your customers thank you for the business every single opportunity that's humanly possible? I sure hope you are. It's really important. Please tell your customers thank you. I can't tell you how much a simple thank you, which costs absolutely nothing but a little of your hot air, and if you're like me, you got plenty of that, how much that can mean to a customer. Words matter. Thankful words matter. Friendly words matter. Appreciative tones and words matter, ladies and gentlemen. Say thank you to your customers. Okay, let's talk about these human beings, our customers. But before we get into those, the customers you're thinking about, let's think about the internal customers. And we're talking about technology now. In the 21st century, you know, once upon a time, businesses hired people and then purchased tools to support them. And that's, and when I say what I'm about to say, sometimes people take offense at this, but I'm going to say it anyway. In the 21st century, the most efficient companies leverage technology first and hire people to support the technology. Now, I only say those things to get your attention, to let you know how important technology is, not to say that human beings aren't important. But just to let you know that if you drive by a paper mill, that paper mill is operating with half as many employees today as it did 10 years ago. I know this because I've talked to managers of paper mills. And I'm just using them as an example. One paper mill manager told me that the plant he works with today uses 400 employees. The same mill 10 years ago used 800 employees. The difference is technology. Now, so when I say hire, buy technology and hire people around the technology, I'm not saying the humans aren't important. I'm saying that there's so much technology out there that make your humans more productive than they've ever been before, and you're not killing them. You're not creating a casualty list. It's just an opportunity to leverage technology and humans in a way that we've never been able to do before. So I encourage you to do that. Now let's talk about those other customers, those external customers, the real customers, the ones who actually write you checks, who give you money, who do business with you. And I'm going to paraphrase a man that I'm so happy to say that I've had on my show. He's a legend in the technology world. And his name is John Nesbitt. And in 1982 or so, somewhere around there, he published a book called Megatrends. You've heard of this before. And John was on the show, within the last 6 or 8 months. And we're going to try to get him back on again because he's just a fascinating guy. But here's what he said in those days. He said, we'll always want technology. We'll always want more technology. Now, remember now when he was saying this, he was saying this in 1982, 25 years ago. The PC was barely on the radar screen. And the internet was nowhere to be found by most of us. Al Gore had already invented it, but most of us didn't know about it. And he said that, yes, we will want high tech. He used that term, high tech. We will use high tech, but people will always want high touch. So what he was saying, and this is what I believe, is how I've converted what he just said. Yes, gravitate towards high tech, use high tech, but never forget that we, the human beings, are always still going to want high touch. Here's how I converted that. Never let your customers touch your technology unless there's something in it for them. Never make them use your technology just because it's good for you, just because it makes you more efficient. I'll give you another example. And a good example it's the airline industry. I used them a minute ago. I remember when they first wanted us to buy and to get our tickets online, and we had to convert from the travel agents to the online tickets. And the travel agents wanted us to do that because they weren't getting paid to create tickets anymore. That was kind of cumbersome for us in those days. But now that we're doing it, and frankly, we like it that way. I like it that way. I like being able to walk up to a kiosk and without having to wait in line and put my identification in and print out my boarding pass. There's something in that for me. It's more convenient for me. Yes, I have to touch their technology. I have to use it, but there's something in it for me. They make sure that I get something out of it. So whenever you're asking customers to use your technology, even if they have to, if they have to wait on you to use your technology, make sure that there's something in it for them while they're waiting. Never let your customers touch your technology unless there's something in it for them. That's the fundamental default attitude that you want to have about your own technology. Remember what I've said before about our customers. WIFM. Remember what that stands for? What's in it for me? That's the default attitude of all customers. What's in it for me? And since it's all about them, that's, you know what I say, never let them touch your technology unless there's something in it for them. Quick break, right back with Barbara Pagano and Elizabeth Pagano. And yes, they are related. Stay with us.
Tell me a lie. Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see, bitch, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
In Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.